This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is April Fool's Day, and we've got the April Fool's virus out there in full effect. No, it's a real bioweapon. It's probably going to kill, I think Mike Adams' original analysis is pretty good. He's saying 80, 90,000. We had the flu kill 80,000 in 2018. We have the total lockdown of society and the stock market plunging, which it is right now. No, we didn't. But President Trump's getting out ahead of it. So that the globalists can't use the crisis to bring in their own civil emergency. Dow's down 700 points right now, 21,214. And so he's trying to be in control of it so that they don't bring in total lockdowns of every city, absolute bona fide martial law. At first, the globalists played it very slickly 9 weeks ago. They covered up the severity. The Democrats said, open the borders, let folks fly in from China. Even in late February, Nancy Pelosi and others were saying it in San Francisco. De Blasio was saying it in New York. Trump said, well, we actually should, you know, control some of this, at least to save some lives, like people flying in from Italy or people flying in from China. Russia closed its borders. China closed its borders but would let people leave to actually give everybody the disease. I mean, it's all scripted. And then they went, oh, no, you're not allowed to block Chinese coming in from China. And then on a dime, about March 1st, a month ago, they flipped and said, it's all Trump's fault. It's the American virus. America's a crap hole. It's going to have the most cases because we're going to have the most testing. So they run the hoax that we're not testing. We're not testing. More testing the whole world combined. Hundreds of times the testing of China. China stopped testing 2 weeks ago. On record. So this is a real virus. And it is man-made. It's got four different receptor delivery systems to attack four different parts of the body. And the consensus at the Senate Intelligence and the Pentagon and, again, people that are part of the pro-American camp there, is that this is a globalist attack by the deep state through communist China because America was taking over the New World Order and Americanizing it 1776 worldwide, a plan that I have put forward, a thesis. And it's just a common sense flow that was already the American century, the American millennium. It was already the Renaissance going into overdrive at the end of World War II, but it all got hijacked by the eugenicist scientific dictatorship that Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address in 1961. He said the technocracy, we got a speech only 21 minutes long, he says the scientific elite are in control of the military-industrial complex and are establishing a tyranny over all thought, all science, and all industry, and are the great threat. That's because they proposed to him what they had already set up that's beyond the Manhattan Project. So that's the competing systems, a pro-human future, a liberty future, an authoritarian, anti-human robot future. The globalists lust after robots that will follow all their orders, cutting humans out of the equation and making us obsolete, like the obsolete man. That is the entire Malthusian slash eugenics operation. And so we're going to be laying it all out today. But Mike Adams' projections so far are tracking with several thousand deaths in New York. They believe it'll end up being about 1,000 deaths a day in the United States by late April. And the problem is the virus keeps coming back. It's a soft kill weapon. So here's the thing they don't want you to know, and that the Democrats are trying to block, and they're failing, the deep state's failing. They have fought like the devil to tell you there is no treatment, and there is no hope, and that if you get it, you're just basically dead, or get ready for a ventilator. Not telling you that if your immune system is boosted, and that if you've got a lot of zinc in your body, a lot of D3, and a lot of sunshine, and things like that, that it's very hard to get it. That's just a fact. And they're so pissed that medical doctors are saying that, that a bunch of governors try to block them. Well, they all failed. Now the governors, like Michigan, that were telling people that hydroxychloroquine was illegal are now begging for it, and the FDA says, yeah, they have massive success, 90%+, as I said, brought off their own reports. I was reading major news out of Europe, mainline news, that now they've just capitulated. The Democrats are failing in blocking the medicine to the people, but it shows they are psychotic filth of the highest order.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, Global Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news sites are InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. And then Paul Watson has this great site, Summit.news. Okay, let me tell you what's coming up today, and I certainly hope you stay with us for the entire transmission. Mike Adams is with us at the bottom of the hour. His numbers are tracking to be in the sweet spot and right on for what we're going to probably see here in the next 2 or 3 months. We're looking at 80,000 to 90,000 dead by July. We have reinfection popping back up in Taiwan and Hong Kong, evidence mounting that it's just absolutely man-made, consensus forming in the intelligence community here in the United States, the Patriot side, that it is a Chi-Com attack. And we are definitely seeing the leftist globalist arms trying to exacerbate the fear, trying to have the longest lockdown they can. They called for 18 months first. They went, oh, let's be conservative. It's a psychological tactic. Ask for some huge thing, you know, give you a mile, and then they cut you back to a half mile, and all they wanted was an inch. So, oh, we want 18 months. Oh, no, we'll just a shutdown through the election. And then we'll turn it back on next fall when Corona comes back. And we're going to have Corona every year now, and that's just the way it is. Corona is the most common family of common cold. And if you read bioweapons literature, they always said the best thing would be a highly communicable cold virus that you piggyback bioweapons into. And now, with all of this DNA manipulation, RNA manipulation, they have been able for decades to produce a common cold that kills the majority of people that come in contact with it. They have the mousepox sequencing that they gave out 20 years ago. There was a big international debate about why were universities publishing the sequencing for mousepox, that if you engineered it for humans quite easily, even a level 3 facility could do it, a private company could do it. It kills about 97-98% of people that would get it. They're also working on airborne Ebola. The head of the UT Biology Department at the time, Dr. Francis Bianca, he came out and he talked about, in semi-film Endgame, how he hoped the airborne Ebola would come soon to end world population and kill at least 90% of people. And he's in the film, and he was given awards for saying that by major international academies, including royalty. And, of course, you have Prince Philip saying he wants to come back as a virus to kill the majority of humanity. And you've got Bill and Melinda Gates and Ted Turner and others part of that big international group that's in the Wall Street Journal, and how they're heroes for setting up a world government to have a plan to reduce our population. And it's the best thing to do for the Earth. But now Bill Gates is all over the news as prescient and as a hero and as this incredible person who is going to save us. and who predicted everything that was going to be unfolding. And he's the guy saying, look, don't worry, just 10 weeks, keep it shut for 10 more weeks, and then you will be habituated and you will be prepared and you will live like this the rest of your lives with drones controlling you and apps on your phone telling you where you can go and what you can do and only essential stuff. That's what children have been taught for about 15 years in England in their textbooks and in little videos that are online. Look up Megapolis UK on YouTube and you'll see their own videos. Children are shown in the future. The computer tells you what's essential travel, what's not. You get meat once a year on your birthday. Robots control everything. So the children are being shown this, that this is your new life, this is what it's going to be like, and we're all just being told this is it. This is the Extinction Rebellion, carbon neutral world, and then if you're not essential, the bioethics boards will tell you, we'll let you keep living if you agree to be sterilized. And then, oh, we'll let you keep living if you agree to all these inoculations. And then, of course, that kills you. So when you get your universal income, that comes with all the controls. None of this is my opinion. This is the official State Department Memorandum 200, Club of Rome, Davos, CFR statements out of all of them. Now, when I was saying this 26 years ago, folks were like, oh, that's crazy, because it was in academic reports and UN reports. That was it. I mean, the UN said back in 1992 at the big Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit for Agenda 21, now they've gotten that, they're now Agenda 2030, they said, we're going to bring in total world government, and we're going to bring back human sacrifice like the pagans had to reduce population. We're going to tear up the families. We're not going to have single parent or double parent homes, single family dwelling facilities. We're going to ban fireplaces. We're going to ban individual farming. We're going to only have giant factory farms, total control, and we're going to phase out humans. Well, that's now all public, but that's on the UN website. Just like they said, we're going to get rid of freedom. We're going to lower the borders in Europe, bring in 450 million people to take over and 650 million to take over the United States. Look up replacement migration. You'll be on the UN's website. But Sacha Baron Cohen says, you talk about it, you should be arrested and put in prison. He says it does not exist, and then it's on the official UN website. And that's their plan. And you've got all these clips of them. I mean, these are dangerous, evil people. They're going to tell you what they're going to do, how they're going to slowly poison you, how they're going to kill you and your family. And if you talk bad to Sacha Baron Cohen, who looks like a psychotic vampire, I mean, you know, he doesn't look like a child molester. He looks like Count Dracula. Brian Stelter looks like a child molester. And, you know, the cover of the book fits it. I mean, we're dealing with a guy that wants to suck your rights out and put you in a prison camp. And he's got the full power of the ADL behind him. So this is it, folks. And if you want to be a slave, you're about to get front row seats to it. Or you can point out you understand what's happening. But it's two camps. They're false camps. Either it's a fake virus and a total hoax and nothing's going on, it's all a giant lie. Or it's the end of the world. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real bioweapon, but they know the trajectory of it. And they've got other strains there, obviously. The Chi-Com's been caught sneaking them in. The FBI warned it back 6 months ago, 3 months ago, that the Chi-Com's have been sneaking in more deadlier versions to the U.S. Chi-Com's are celebrating on TV that's devastating our economy. They're saying, but we're strong, we're reopened, ha, ha, ha. Our communist system defeated America, while our own media and our own corporations work with them to choreograph all the fear and make sure we stay locked down when the Chi-Com's aren't. So Trump tried to introduce the idea of reopening April 1st, but they said, no, you can't do that. It's going to be your fault every death. So he goes, okay, 2 more weeks. But see, it's going to keep mutating and keep popping up because we took the bait. We cowered in fear, and they're going to launch more of the bio attacks. So this is it. And it's very, very sophisticated, but when you pull back from it, it's all pre-programmed, so we knew exactly what would happen. Here, let's hear from the president. Prepare for hard days ahead, as many as 250,000 dead by middle of July. Mike Adams projected 250,000 dead by the middle of July about 5 weeks ago here on air. Now he's downgraded that because Trump went along with some of the lockdown. And so he's saying 90,000. He'll be joining us bottom of the hour. But here's the president.
We're at war with a deadly virus. Success in this fight will require the full absolute measure of our collective strength, love, and devotion. Very important. Each of us has the power through our own choices and actions to save American lives and rescue the most vulnerable among us. That's why we really have to do what we all know is right. I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
And the stock market's almost down 800 points right now. And a lot of people go, oh, the stock market, Wall Street, who cares? It's tied to the entire economy. And when it starts tanking, they're going to demand bigger bailouts. And then that creates more inflation down the road. But the depressionary thing's happening so fast right now that all the stimulus may not even be able to stop it. And that's why Jim Acosta praised Trump last night when he said, okay, we got to stay closed 2 more weeks. They went, good, good. Because then it'll set the precedent that when he opens it in a month to stop total depression, it's all his fault. They're setting the trap. But Trump knows the trap. It was a trap, though. If he didn't respond, they blame every death on him. So he's riding the tiger. We're all riding the tiger together. And I'm in simpatico with the president. I understand what he's doing. It's the only path he's got right now. Pray, ladies and gentlemen, for a global awakening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
When you study the last 120 years, it's really been the era of the rise of communism. But as with all things, on the surface, what communism appears to be a movement of the people and the intelligentsia and the professors to empower populations is completely the opposite. And that's a known fact in the practitioners of it. It is an elitist aristocracy. It is a system of creating a new class structure. And in 1917, British intelligence funded over 100,000 former Russians, people from Russia, to invade and overthrow the Tsars at the end of World War I, when their people were starving to death because they just lost millions in a fight with the Germans and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And the Spanish flu was beginning to rage through the world population. Yes, a plague also came with the Red Terror. And then the very same globalist in 1949 killed U.S. OSS operatives and army officers who were following their orders from the United States. And the globalist shadow organization, this is all came out in the history books, of the CIA, only been around 2 years at the time, tracked down and murdered hundreds of army officers fighting with Chiang Kai-shek in China. And the CIA sabotaged the hundreds of thousands of rifles and weapons by removing the firing pins and by removing the explosives out of the hand grenades after the ships launched from San Diego and Long Beach to China. That's just little snippets of history. And, you know, I was always read this from the John Birch Society and saw in congressional hearings when I was a kid. I heard people talking about it. And then I saw it on Discovery Channel like 22 years ago. I was watching History Channel and it had the old former section chief of the CIA bragging. Yeah, well, a lot of us thought Mao was going to really help China. And so working with the Rockefeller Foundation, this guy looked like a mummy on there. He goes, we've helped him kick Chiang Kai-shek out. And we thought Congress, you know, didn't understand how great Mao was going to be for China. And he was great. And so we kicked Chiang Kai-shek out. And I'm sitting there on History Channel watching them talk about this. So Mao Zedong could kill 80-something million people himself? So when we talk about China and how we're at war with China, let's get one thing straight. We, the American people, saved China from the Japanese in World War II. World War II started because we had U.S. troops under private contracts with the British, flying Tigers, but a lot more than that, people like E. Howard Hunt. He was a sniper there years before World War II even began. That's the real character they built Mission Impossible off of. He's the guy that ran the operation to kill Kennedy in Dallas. A little bit of background history. But they were there. And it was supposedly to kick the Japanese out and build China up as a capitalist nation. Can you imagine China as a capitalist nation? a free nation? No, 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 no. So the intelligentsia and the people that ran the CIA at the top put Mao Zedong into power so they could hobble China and control it and then build it up and later, by the 70s, launch it to take over the planet in the future and be the model. And now it is. That's where they perfect the human cloning and the chimeras and the surveillance and the death camps and the Apple factories and the drones controlling people and robots, combat robots now armed on the streets and mobile execution vans. No judge, no jury, no trial, no jail cell. You're just picked up, you're gone. Your organs flown out to Europe or Japan to be put in somebody. So China's a big spare parts, human body parts, auto parts store. It's everything. It's the wild, wild west. So, why do I get a little history lesson here before we get into what's currently happening? This is a globalist, deep state, scripted, choreographed, propagandized, programmed rollout with drills, Disease X, UN, 201, Event 201, all the TV shows, all the scripting. The left saying it's not dangerous, so it incubates, spread. China closes its borders, but lets flights still come in the U.S. The left says go out, have fun. They know damn well what they're doing. Some of the Democrat politicians are hiding everywhere a month ago. Then they say Trump doesn't respond. They hit the economy, their main target, which they admitted was their main target. And now they're going to say every death is Trump's fault. We know that, but a couple thousand deaths now in New York. This is going to end up being a really, really bad flu. It is a weaponized cold virus. It does have four delivery systems. It does attack the lungs, the heart, the testicles. It's everything the globalists said they wanted. And the way the big corporations followed the communist regime, the way the corrupt EU followed it, the way the corporations locked down first, the Democrats locked down their cities first and said, Trump, you must to stampede the public into the new way of life, the new way of life, the post-human world where you work from home because you're being made obsolete. This is all the carbon neutral extinction rebellion, UN admitted revolution. To drive you off the land, to drive you out of your job, to kill your economy, so you're not the happy, fat proles that are out there not wanting the revolution. They got to make it so horrible and destroy it so they can be the saviors even while they destroy and enslave you. And that's why that's the plot for V for Vendetta. And that's why it's the plot of X-Files. That's why it's the plot of The Simpsons. The exact plots of what's going on. People say, well, why is it all these shows and movies? Because it's in the Rockefeller Foundation reports. It's in the Club of Rome reports. It's in them all. It's on record. What is the John Birch Society? I'm not even part of it, but everything I ever saw them write or do turned out to be accurate. John Birch was an army officer. The Chi-Coms captured him. Our government knew. They tortured him to death. He didn't give up any of the secrets. But he represented hundreds of Americans tortured. And the army is corrupt and has its problems like any big old institution. But it saw the CIA do that and already knew it was globalist. And there's been a fight between the army and the CIA ever since. And that's why the CIA has the robot army, the 10,000 predator drones alone. And that's why it runs all those operations, because the CIA is just the biggest intelligence agency. It got all the funding to get rid of naval intelligence and army intelligence and all the rest of it, and to get all the funding to then control and corral that and get its people in. But as soon as the military realizes that, it's checkmate, and now Trump's bringing his people into the CIA, and that's why there's a giant civil war, because we're that close to taking the government back. We're on the march. The empire's on the run, but the fight is now intensifying. So get ready.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we're screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Let's make a four.
You know, the kleptocrats. The psychotics, sociopaths, think that those of us that believe in something, that stand for something, are idiots. They think Machiavellian manipulation is the key. But notice it's the societies that are based on justice and freedom and at least shoot for that, that go the highest and the best, and where people are empowered. It's the places where everybody gets Machiavelli that turn into the Middle East. Communist China. We're going to go to Mike Adams in a moment. He's hosting the fourth hour. I want to show you these articles. FDA approves use of Trump-supported drug to fight coronavirus as positive results emerge. It already did in Europe. Man with coronavirus 19, COVID-19, says hydroxychloroquine saved him, along with CPAP. That's Fox News. New Jersey doctor gives update on use of hydroxychloroquine. Governor Whitmer, who says he'd arrest doctors that gave it out last week, reverses course on coronavirus drugs, is now asking feds for hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine itself. An FDA breakthrough treatment. Oh, and here's zinc at the NIH saying it's antiviral. That's the NIH. NIH.gov. Just type in zinc. It just says it's antiviral and essential to fighting off viruses. And go. It just all says it right here. But, oh, CNN, ABC News, all of them attack me and say, you shut your filthy American mouth. You don't say hydroxychloroquine, all these studies, is 90%+ effective. You don't say zinc is key. I don't care if you have a medical doctor on. They can't say it. There is no hope. Because we're going to talk about some scary stuff here, but these people are failing. Look at Media Matters. Last week, they're the ones that got us banned off the Google app, we've now learned. Look at this right here. It says right here, Jones promotes hydroxychloroquine. And it says I'm a fraud. Oh, sorry, approved 2 days later. Imagine the evil of George Soros betting against the economy and trying to drive it down. These other globalists. And then when we talk about it, they turn that around into snake oil. But I don't even sell hydroxychloroquine. It's a drug. But what did I tell you 2 weeks ago? Doctors, it's now coming out, before it was approved, were giving people quinine, which is what they put in the drug. What's called a tonic. Again, none of these are 100% a cure or any of us. No one ever said that. But it's like if you don't have vitamin C, you die. If you don't have zinc, you die. And that's how crazy these globalists have gotten. But they're failing. Notice now, despite that, people are learning. Just as Mike Adams said when he was on a few days ago, he said, the good news is if Trump just promotes ZPAC and hydroxychloroquine and zinc, like the medical doctors are saying all over the world, China, Europe, Mexico, everywhere, incredible recovery rates. But think of it. The doctors we've had some on are trying to get it, and the FDA is blocking it. It's all being hoarded by government and corporations. It's insane. We're going to go to Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. But remember, and never forget how wicked the Democrats are. The Governor Cuomo and all these other governors said in the last 2 weeks, we'll take your license or arrest you. If you, they were banning tweets of Laura Ingraham and Bolasaro this week because he said hydroxychloroquine is 90%+ effective in studies. That's in the damn news. A president can't read a news article out of Europe? So how big tech is censoring during this is a whole other story. But the reason Mike Adams joins us, he'll get into solutions a lot, I know, in the fourth hour that he's hosting, is Trump coming out. And let's just play that clip again as we go to Mike Adams here. Trump says prepare for hard days ahead. Here's what the president had to say.
We're at war with a deadly virus. Success in this fight will require the full, absolute measure of our collective strength, love, and devotion. Very important. Each of us has the power, through our own choices and actions, to save American lives and rescue the most vulnerable among us. That's why we really have to do what we all know is right. I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
Okay, so a month ago they were talking about 80,000. Your original projection was at 80,000 5 weeks ago before that. Then they went to 100 to 200,000. Now they're at 250. Mike, give us the latest and why they're starting to up the numbers after lowering them before.
Well, they're following the mathematics of where this goes, and my projections are currently between 45 and 90,000 deaths by the end of July. The White House is currently estimating 100,000 to 240,000. But look, Alex, the solution is right in front of us. The solution, I am convinced now, is more masks, more zinc for everybody, vitamin D3, and more testing. I believe with those four elements in place, I mean nationwide emergency production of zinc and give it out for free to everybody, flood the country with zinc with proper recommendations for proper dosing, I think we could get America back to work by the end of April. I think we could end the lockdowns. And if we
well,
don't
that's the
do
problem
this,
is they don't teach, as you know, medical doctors with degrees more than a few weeks on nutrition. I've talked a lot of nutritionists. I'm getting different numbers, but I've talked to a few medical doctors, and they tell me they're looking into it too. But a lot of doctors say 250 milligrams if you already have it daily, which over time could be toxic for the kidneys. That's what they say. A lot of other people say, well, maybe take 50 to 100 milligrams a day. What are you doing?
25. I'm just doing 25 milligrams a day and eating healthy foods. And I think that's all you need, really. I mean, maybe people who are deficient could take more, but most people are getting almost zero. And so there's a chronic zinc deficiency in our population. And I think, really, this COVID-19 disease is really a chronic zinc deficiency disease that is exploited by a virus, which otherwise would not be very harmful to people if they had sufficient levels of zinc and vitamin D3, which also protects the respiratory system against tuberculosis, for example. So this is really, if Trump does not tell America to turn to nutrition here, we're going to have lockdowns, and then the lockdowns will end, and then we'll have a second wave of lockdowns, and then a third wave of lockdowns, all the way up to the vaccine, and then what if the vaccine fails because it's the wrong strain? We're going to end up getting murdered. Our country, our economy is going to get murdered. Our people are going to die by the hundreds of thousands if we wait on Big Pharma to rescue us with a failed vaccine. We need to use what we have right now, which includes hydroxychloroquine and zinc and vitamin D3 and masks.
And by the way, Mike, notice how hysterical the mainstream media has been for 3 weeks, attacking presidents, Fox News hosts, myself, you, everybody. If we just go, oh, look, because folks that don't know, I have the zinc right here from the NIH. It says if you don't have it, you'll die. It says it has for cell function, and it says it's the most critical for your health and autoimmune to stop viruses. It says it on the damn NIH. But then Media Matters and Soros are literally going after anyone that says zinc. These people are monsters.
And the CDC wants more people to die. That's very clear. The CDC continues to say that masks don't work, and the WHO says masks don't work. Look, masks do work, but masks by themselves are not quite enough. You need a population that's got better nutrition. You need to solve about two key nutritional deficiencies in the population. Then you could end the lockdowns.
By the way, explain that when we come back. For people that don't know, folks, it's called essential. You don't have zinc, you die in about 4 or 5 months. Okay, I'll look the numbers up. Same thing with vitamin C. It's called scurvy. Okay, and scurvy's made a comeback because some people don't get any real vitamin C. Mike Adams is our guest, naturalnews.com. He'll be covering all this in detail without me interrupting in the fourth hour today. Believe me, you want to tune into that. And we're going to look at this, but more and more, the medical doctors out there going, yeah, people are zinc deficient, vitamin D deficient. And folks, you need to spend anything on that. The sun's out. Go out and get sun. And I remember Obama's chief strategist famously said, we should outlaw those saying you need sun. He's a space alien or something and wants us all dead. Remember that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Give Mike Adams the floor for the rest of this segment and the next, but I'm just going to put this out there for everybody. What I'm personally doing to boost my body's defenses is I'm getting sunlight, I'm drinking twice as much water, I'm being positive, but I'm just, studies show this, I'm having a feelings of love and contentment and just trying to not let this panic me, because studies show that can make you lower your immune system. I'm doing moderate exercise, really intense exercise can lower your immune system. This is not just a common cold. It's souped up. It reinfects. It targets the testicles. It's a Chi-Com gloveless weapon. It's not a super weapon that kills 10, 20%. They've got those. But it's definitely an economic weapon, and it's going to kill some real people to scare folks. So I personally am taking DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10, a lot of other great things to clean out your mitochondrial DNA and so much more. Just look up PQQ, CoQ10, and ours is a great formula. It's 50% off. I said I won't get 50% off this year because we can't do it. We don't mark it up that much, but we're doing it. Also, we've already sold out of X2. It'll be a while till we get more in. X3 is excellent. Three types of great iodine. It's just better for some folks than others. I love it. It's what I personally take. the 2 ounce bottle, we've got it up for maybe 2 weeks. We're about to sell out of the 1 ounce bottle. It's 60% off because I want you to get it. It's got to sell out before we get more. We're putting an order today. It'll be 8 to 12 weeks before we get more. It'll be sold out for 6 weeks, okay? I'm still lowering prices, even though it's guaranteed to sell out. Look into iodine. Look into what it does for your whole body. It's an amazing building block. We also have Prostagard, only a few thousand bottles. It's got all of the amazing things. And a big dose of zinc, 137% of daily allowance. It's got the copper that's also so good. It's got the selenium. It's got a bunch of stuff. It's got salt palmetto. It's not just for guys. It's not just for your prostate. This is great for women as well. Look at salt palmetto. I mean, doctors prescribe that on record for prostate. They can't deny the power of Mother Nature. You know, it's like coffee gets you jacked up. Well, salt palmetto is good for your prostate. This is a man's formula. It's great for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Infowarsstore.com. It's about to sell out. And we also have our super silver skin creams in 3 ounces and in 1 ounces. We have the super blue toothpaste with the tea tree oil and with the iodine and with the nano silver. And it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all 40 to 60% off, and the purchase funds are operation. And storable food is back. They're now able to take your order and get it out to you. They had to pause for 2 weeks to make sure they had enough food and enough time to get the older orders out. But storable food is back at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So, Mike Adams, you go ahead, my friend, and take over for the rest of the 8 minutes we have in the segment.
Well, as we were talking, the number of so-called confirmed infections, although we know the real number is much, much higher in the United States, just went over 200,000. It probably means there's well over 1 million people infected in the United States. But I don't really even look at the infection numbers anymore because they're wishy-washy. I look at the deaths, and the deaths in the United States is 4,400 today. And I remember about a month ago when I was on the show here with Alex talking about, hey, by April 5th, we would have 580 deaths, and by May, we would have 10,000 deaths. And I remember all the insane reactions I got from people. Oh, that's doom and gloom. How dare you talk about 580 deaths in April? And here we are at 4,400. So I admit my models were way off. They were way too low. Way too low. In fact, the numbers are just blowing through the projections that I put out, which were considered doom and gloom at the day they were put out. But the good news is, again, we've got solutions. We know what works. And right now, in my opinion, President Trump should be putting out an urgent message under emergency powers to say, let's do clinical trials of everything that we can think of against coronavirus. Let's do clinical trials of every vitamin, every mineral, every herb, every Chinese medicine solution, every pharmaceutical, anything that even from the world of big pharma or natural medicine. Let's try everything. What do we got to lose here? You know, the economy is cratering. Hundreds of thousands of people might die in the United States. Globalists might use this as a reason to attack America at its weakest time. What have we got to lose? We're spending trillions of dollars on bailouts. Why don't we spend a few hundred million dollars on clinical trials to find out what works? Because, see, I don't think that we're dying just from coronavirus alone. I don't think COVID-19 is just really the virus. I think it's also a disease of ignorance. Ignorance of minerals and nutrition and natural solutions that really work. And by the way, I say this when I'm talking about zinc. I don't even have any zinc to sell. I'm not selling zinc. I don't know if InfoWars has zinc in their store. Maybe they have zinc as a minor ingredient in a multivitamin mineral formula. Possibly. I don't even know. I'm just telling you, zinc is, I believe, zinc is the key to getting America back to work, which can save the economy, save the upcoming elections, so we can have elections, so we can have a free society. We need to end the lockdowns even from a liberty point of view, but we need to embrace nutrition, which means we need knowledge, and we have to end the Big Pharma stranglehold over our systems. Big Pharma runs the media. Big Pharma runs Washington, D.C., our lawmakers. Big Pharma runs the medical schools and the doctors and the universities. And they want this to be as bad as possible so that they can position the drug companies and the vaccine companies as the saviors in the end. They want this to get as bad as possible, have as much suffering and death as possible.
And that's why they're publicly fighting to even block medical doctors from old cheap drugs that work great, like hydroxychloroquine.
That's right.
But the good news is they failed to suppress that treatment.
Well, that's right. And remember, the reason they hate hydroxychloroquine is because it's a generic drug that's off patent, so they can't make billions off of that drug. Anybody can manufacture that drug. You could manufacture it, Alex. You could literally make the drug yourself, you know, commercially with FDA approval. Anybody can make it. It's not a big money maker for Big Pharma. That's why they're attacking it. But it works. It works with zinc and with a common antibiotic. That's also a generic drug. The treatment to cure one person is about $20. $20 is all it takes to save a life. Think about that versus the $6 trillion worth of bailout money, and that might not even be the end of it. We're talking about maybe $10 trillion in bailout money is coming. What's that going to do?
And, Mike, we ask ourselves, how can all these major publications like the New Yorker, New York Times, Washington Post, come out and say, how dare Trump promote hydroxychloroquine when Fauci said, hey, I would prescribe this to patients 2 weeks ago. He was quoting the NIH head scientist. They're just giving talking points. Attack this because Big Pharma owns and controls them, and Big Tech has merged with Big Pharma. So the people writing this stuff need to realize how evil they are and how bad karmically it is. I mean, having children especially, I don't want to do bad stuff anyways, but I really know stuff comes back on me when I do things that aren't good, even by accident. The folks being part of trying to suppress zinc and Z-Pak and hydroxychloroquine and sunlight and fish oil, vitamin D, I mean, that's really villainous.
Oh, it's incredibly evil, and Big Pharma is a death industry. They don't have patients. They don't have revenues unless people suffer and are on the path to dying. And they want mass death, and they want mass hysteria and mass suffering so that they can get more money for a vaccine, which may or may not work. I saw an article on Lou Rockwell by Bill Sardi estimating that the vaccine itself may kill 100,000 Americans, just based on data we already have about
that. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, hear that article. I saw an article a month ago by a major virologist headline, you know, be careful, the vaccine will probably kill more people than the actual, and we had that with the swine flu shot in the 70s.
That's right, and even not long ago, I think it was the H5N1 vaccine caused permanent brain damage, and there were all kinds of money paid out by the UK government to people who were damaged by that vaccine.
Remember all the people that died, like in the Czech Republic and stuff? They had like thousands die when they gave them that shot.
Yeah, the vaccine could be very dangerous. It probably won't work because the mutation rate is so high. But we know, like you said, from the NIH, zinc interferes with what's called the RNA transcriptase function of viral replication in the body. Zinc blocks that. And so we have a zinc-deficient population. And you know why so many of these young triathletes and really active people are dying from this coronavirus is because they're missing zinc, because they sweat it out. The more you exercise, the more you sweat out.
Oh, yeah, that's in big studies. Like you always hear about the marathon runner or the Ironman winner at 45 drops dead. You run out of it. That's in the literature. They know that they don't take enough minerals, boom, dead, because you run out of gas.
Yeah. You have to replenish the minerals, especially if you're sweating a lot, if you're exercising a lot. You are probably mineral deficient. And minerals, they are the catalyst for all the enzymatic reactions in your body, protein synthesis, everything else, immune system function. If you don't have minerals, you're not even firing on all cylinders. And that's why this is crucial. And by the way, I'm hosting the fourth hour today. I'm going to be breaking more of this down there, also talking about the food shortages that are coming, the economic implications of all of this, and also, again, how we solve this public health issue without giving up our liberties. And see, at first, Alex, I know I was pretty aggressive about let's lock things down right now to stop the spread, but since then we've learned so much about what can work. I believe now we could end the lockdowns, we could restore all our liberties, and beat this coronavirus all at the same time.
And by the way, it came out on Italian TV 5 years ago that China was injecting their own population in trials with live coronavirus, trying to create a weapon. They knew how to treat this all along, so now we're getting a clear picture.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, and the solutions are right at hand. The question is, Trump is surrounded by Big Pharma people. Will they let Trump even learn the truth about zinc? That's the question.
Everybody's got to call the White House and send him the NIH link about zinc and viruses. Send the president the NIH link. Everybody should do it. We'll post the full NIH article on zinc at InfoWars.com right now. They'll probably tell us to take it down to the New York Times.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.